We're recording a promo for our iTunes to get people to rate and review, and Brent teed me up with, what do you think is the best thing people can do to spread the word about the podcast? And next to me, you whisper, murdering people.
No, I don't think murdering people would help. Well, it might
No.
help, but it might send you to jail.
I can tell you what isn't a way for people to help their friends find.
Well, the best way to help would be to review us and rate us on iTunes because that's where a majority of people get their podcasts from. And if they rate us and review us, we have a more likely chance of being found by new listeners and then growing our community, getting more contestants, and then having a more interesting show.
Cool. F it. Let's just drop that in there. We're done. Call it a day.
It's time to drop the puck on the sports trivia face-off. That's right, you have downloaded season 2, episode 14 of the sports trivia face-off. My name is Brent. I will be your host today. I am here with my co-host, Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing great. UVA won last night. They're going to the NCAA tournament final, so people here are very excited.
People here are very excited for the Blues who start their playoff season on Wednesday against the Winnipeg Jets. Going to be a tough series, but
Oof.
we're going to enjoy it one way or the other.
Heck yeah.
We are here with Matt and Josh as our guests today. Josh, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, my name's Josh North. I'm from the Seattle area, just a little north of there. I do accounting for a biopharmaceutical company, and I'm just a huge Seattle fan in general. Big fan of the Seahawks, big fan of the Mariners. We're 8-2 right now, so I'm just waiting a couple months for the disappointment to come.
We hear that from Seattle fans a lot, actually. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Matt Lamia, and I live in the Orlando, Florida area. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. Been here about 20 years. Kept all my New York team affiliations with me when I moved down.
Boo.
Says the Ranger fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got nothing else to cheer for right now, so.
Those of you listening can't see that Matt is dressed in a white road New York Islanders jersey, which is drawing Aaron's ire today.
Boo.
Had to stir the pot. Had to stir the pot.
It's fair.
That's
I
right.
respect it.
All righty. Thank you very much, Matt. Welcome to the show. And now let's hear the rules.
Here are the rules for the sports trivia face-off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Now that we know how to play the game, I'm going to let Matt be our coin flip caller. Would you like heads or tails?
I'm going to go against the norm and go with heads today.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
It landed on heads.
Oh,
That sounded different this
it's
week.
gotten much prettier.
Oh, I thought it sounded worse.
Oh, it's like
Okay.
chimes and stuff.
Well, you know, these tech companies today, they can't leave anything sit for 3 weeks without making a big change to it.
Nope.
So, Matt, you have your choice to play or defer from these categories in the first period. Better than birdie, I can explain, or cue it up.
I think I'm going to defer these.
You are going to defer, so you will pick first in the second period. Josh, you have your choice between those three categories.
All right, let's see what kind of evil stuff we have in front of us from Ryan. Let's try better than Birdie.
Better than Birdie. These are actually not from Ryan. These are from STFO listener Vinny Spano, who sends us a lot of questions. Thank you, Vinny. Keep the good questions coming. These are 5 questions about athletes that were also Eagle Scouts.
Oh, great. Exactly what I was thinking.
So pull up your cataloged list of athletes that are Eagle Scouts, and you should have no problem with this category.
Yeah, it should be simple.
Number one, in 1995, who became the first player ever to hit 50 home runs and 50 doubles in the same season?
So it could be Griffey, and if it's Griffey, I'm going to be so mad if I miss it, but I'm going to go I gotta say Griffey. I don't know.
Griffey's incorrect. Matt?
Can I take a shot in the dark? Brady Anderson?
Brady Anderson's also incorrect. No points awarded. The answer is Albert Bell, who had that monster season with Cleveland. Number two, what head coach went 7-1 in the USFL postseason, but was 0-6 in the NFL during the playoffs?
All right, USFL was a little before my time. We'll just throw out a Jim Mora.
Jim Mora is correct for 10 points.
Wow. Nice one.
That was lucky.
If nobody had got it out, I said, would it have helped if I'd have said he was 0-6 during the playoffs?
Yeah, exactly.
Might have helped a little bit.
Number three, what Hall of Famer was the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays during their back-to-back World Series titles?
Oh, man. Is it Pat Gillick?
It is Pat Gillick for 10 points. After a rough start, you're now 2-3. Number four, who was the head coach for the Arizona Cardinals when they appeared in Super Bowl 43?
The only coach I can think of right now is Ken Whisenhunt.
That's the one you needed to think of. Correct for 10 points. And number five, nicknamed the Flying Hawaiian, who won two World Series titles, one with the Phillies in 08 and one with the Red Sox in 2013?
I know his name.
That's a good start.
I just can't pull it right now. Why can't I think of his name? I got his face pictured. I don't think I can challenge on this one. Let's just say Johnny Damon and move on.
Johnny Damon is incorrect, Matt.
Well, at least you have his face pictured because I have a total blank right now. Especially since he played for the Red Sox, which obviously I can't stand being a Yankees fan.
Right.
You should know your enemies, though.
You should keep them closer. Well, because if Yankees aren't in the World Series, I totally disregard it. So I probably didn't watch an inning of that World Series. I don't even think I'm going to hazard a guess. I'll just tap out.
Okay, the answer is Shane Victorino.
That's it. Damn.
So, Josh, you picked up 30 points in your half of the first period. We move over to Matt. You can pick between I can explain or cue it up.
I think I will go with I can explain because I'll probably have to be explaining a whole bunch of bad answers here, but go ahead.
Okay. I can explain. These are also from Vinny Spano, and these are five questions about bizarre sports injuries.
Okay.
Number one. In 2012, what Yankees legend tore his ACL while shagging fly balls during batting practice?
I have one answer that came right to mind. I want to say Mariano Rivera.
That's the answer that needed to come to mind, correct, for 10 points.
If I got the Yankee question wrong, I would just signed off and went home now.
Yeah, that's whenever I go to one of these benefit trivia nights and I'm there as the sports person. And every time the sports questions come up, I get so nervous because I know everybody's looking at me to get them all right. And it's like, I can't take the pressure.
I always get 0 points for sports questions in Learned League, which is great because I'm really bad at sports trivia, which means that zero's out. I don't get points for the question I got wrong anyway.
Yep. Number two. How did Arizona Cardinals kicker Bill Gramatica tear his ACL in 2001?
I have to get the right kick correct. I want to say he was celebrating a field goal make.
That is correct for 10 points. If I remember, it was in the first quarter of his rookie season, so I think it might have actually been his first made field goal.
Okay. All right. I couldn't remember if it was an extra point or a field goal. So.
Right. Number three, in 1934, golfer Bobby Cruickshank was celebrating when gravity got the better of him. What did he do to knock himself unconscious?
I will hazard a guess and say he threw the ball up in the air and hit him in the head.
That is incorrect. Josh?
I'll say he hit the ball off a tree and it came back and hit him.
That is also incorrect, Matt. You were agonizingly close. He threw his club in the air and it landed on his head.
It was a coin flip between the ball and the club.
Yeah, the club would definitely hurt.
Yeah.
The ball might just bounce off depending on how high in the air you threw it. Number four. In 1923, Clarence Blethyn of the Red Sox took them out to intimidate the pitcher, forgot to put them back in, and they lacerated his leg when he slid into second. What were they?
I mean, 1924 is a little bit before my time. and again, figures it's a Red Sox person. I'm going to say, I don't know, brass knuckles. I don't know.
Brass knuckles is incorrect. Josh?
I got nothing for this. This would have been a good chance for a challenge for sure.
No. No answer, no points awarded. The answer was his false teeth.
Oh. You know, that did pop into my head, but I was thinking like metal braces. I'm like, did they have metal braces back then? I don't. So I just went the other route.
And number five, maybe it was like that Jaws dude from the James Bond movies where he had metal teeth. Number five, in 1999, Cleveland Browns player Orlando Brown suffered partial blindness in his right eye when referee Jeff Triplett did what?
He threw a penalty flag and it hit him in the face.
Right. They use ball bearings or BBs or something to weight down those flags. And he threw it in the direction of Mr. Brown and hit him in the eye and partially blinded him and ended his career. So he was not happy about that. Understandable. So.
I've probably told this story in this podcast before, but I went to law school with the guy who was also a ref for like Division III college football. Mm-hmm. And our property professor found out about it. And apparently they got together outside of class. And our property professor, whenever someone said something really stupid, would throw a penalty flag.
That's awesome. I also would be terrified if I were in that class. Anyway, after the first period, it is 30-30. We have a relatively even match going here. That takes us to the first intermission. And timely enough, this is about the Alliance of American Football.
Yeah. Oh. R.I.P.
The one that everyone watched.
Uh-huh. Wait, have I heard of that? I don't know.
I'm going to give you a team name, and you need to give me the city in which those teams played. Number one, the Fleet. Number two, the Iron. Number three, the Stallions. And number four, the Apollos. And while these guys are thinking of that, here are some promos to listen to. Just a quick reminder to support us at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff so we can continue to offer great sports trivia.
You should definitely donate money because it helps us with things. I'm bad at this.
You're right. You are. Yeah. Sorry. We are back with the guys' answers to the first intermission questions. Matt, I'm going to start with you for the first one. Where did the Fleet play?
I am going to say San Diego on that one.
And Josh?
I also have San Diego.
That is the correct answer. 5 points apiece. Josh, number two, the Iron.
A city in Alabama, and I think it's Birmingham, but I can't remember for sure.
And Matt?
I said Birmingham also.
It is Birmingham. 5 points apiece again. Matt, the Stallions.
I had a total blank on this one. I said New York.
And Josh?
This is the one I struggled the most with. I said Salt Lake City.
It is Salt Lake City. Nice. So Josh picks up 5 points and goes ahead by a little bit. And the fourth one for Josh, the Apollos.
Apollos, I put Orlando.
And Matt?
I put Orlando as well.
I was thinking you might get that one, yes.
I was afraid I was going to be the only one I was going to get, but...
5 points apiece. After the first intermission question, we've got a tight game. It is 50-45, and this is where I hand it over to the best co-host in the world, Aaron.
Oh, hi. Thanks. How are you guys doing?
Super.
How doing well. Thank you.
Sorry, gentlemen. Okay. I had deleted one of the categories, but I found it. So your categories to choose from are Get Out the Clorox, We Get It, You've Been a Fan for a Whole Month, or Royals, But Not the Baseball Kind. All right, Matt, which one do you want?
I'm going to take the second one, of being a fan for a whole month.
All right, these are 5 questions that bandwagon fans may not know. This is...
So I sent an 0 for 5 for me, but let's go.
All right. Number one. Oh, yeah? If you're such a big Yankees fan, then who was their manager before Joe Torre?
Was it Buck Showalter?
It was Buck Showalter.
Thank goodness.
Good job. Yeah, That would have been real embarrassing.
Yes. Again, another one I would have packed up and went home.
I thought I saw little beads of sweat form on your forehead.
Yeah, they're getting there. They're getting there.
Two, what 7-foot Latvian player played nearly his whole NBA career with the Golden State Warriors and was traded away only a few seasons before they won the 2015 finals?
I have an answer, but I don't think it's correct. So I'm going to go ahead and challenge Josh.
Ooh, okay. Josh, you have been challenged.
Is it Drebko?
It is not. It is Andris Biedrins. Why'd y'all make me say that?
Totally not where I was going. I don't think I've ever heard of that guy. So
okay, yeah. Biedrins. 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 I don't know. Anyway, it was him.
I think it's Biedrins, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Matt retains his 10 points for a successful challenge. Nice work.
Thank you.
Number three. The subject of the 2008 film The Express, the Cleveland Browns retired the number 45 in honor of what first black Heisman winner who died of leukemia without ever having played a professional football match?
No, close to nothing about the Browns. I mean, the first black Heisman trophy should give me a clue, but I'm drawing a blank. I'm going to pass and not give an answer. Go ahead, Josh, all yours.
Is it Archie Griffin?
It is not. It is Ernie Davis.
Okay.
And Ryan is calling a shot now. He wants y'all all to know out there in listener land, the Browns having Baker Mayfield, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, and Nick Chubb means they're the new bandwagon team, y'all.
Well, for sure.
OBJ is dead to me.
I'm excited to see him play next year. I'd like to see the Browns do well.
I would too. I mean, if it can't be the Giants, it might as well be someone interesting. One of my good friends is and has been a Browns fan for most of his life. And his wife's a Steelers fan. So he deserves a win. Number four. Until 2009-ish, nobody even gave a crap about what team that uses Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis as their goal song.
I don't even know which sport this is. I'm going to go for the fear of sounding totally stupid. Let's go with Manchester City.
That is incorrect. Josh, do you know?
Can you repeat that in English, please?
The Queen's English? Or?
He didn't give a sport, so I've never heard of that song. I don't know. This could be hockey or it could be soccer. Let's go Manchester United.
Also incorrect. The sport is hockey. The team is the Chicago Blackhawks.
All right.
Chelsea Dagger's that song that goes da 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 da. Oh, Brent, sorry.
Can you do that one more time?
Song is evil.
Nope.
I have heard that song since in English soccer. I have heard it in Australian rules football. I've heard it in Australian rugby. I've heard it everywhere, and it haunts me.
Hey, look, you're not going to hear it anymore this season.
This is true.
Because
they didn't hear it much during the regular season.
Even worse than the Rangers, I think.
Yep.
The Rangers goal song is just people scream goal and then hey. That's it.
Hey, got to keep it simple for those New Yorkers.
You know. Exactly. Short and to the point.
The Blues have adopted a similar song where it's just hey, 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 let's go Blues. And it's kind of like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm. It was my ringtone for a while because I didn't hear it at all on TV ever. Number five. I embrace it. Number five, y'all pretend like Notre Dame didn't even exist from 2005 to 2009 when they were pretty middling and, in one season, outright bad. Who was their head coach during this time? He later went on to coach the Kansas Jayhawks to a 6-22 record from 2012 to 2014.
I have absolutely nothing on this one. I'm going to pass it to Josh.
All right, Josh.
This is Charlie Weiss.
It is Charlie Weiss for 5 points.
Of course.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
All right. Josh, it is your turn to pick from one of the remaining categories. They are Royals, but not the baseball kind, or Get Out the Clorox.
Let's try Get Out the Clorox.
All right. These are five questions about dirty players. Number one, what former dirty player who has coached regularly in the WNBA since 2002 is the current head coach of the Las Vegas Aces?
Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer is correct. He coached the Detroit Shock from 2002 to 2009 and the Liberty from 2010 to 2017. Question number two. whose 3,381 penalty minutes and infamous assault on Donald Brashear firmly has him planted as possibly the dirtiest athlete in history.
Oh, this is where my lack of NHL comes to bite me. Let's try and challenge.
All right.
I was going to say, can Josh see me? Because I was trying, because I can't see him, so I don't know if he can see me or not, trying whether I need a poker face or not. is it Marchand?
It is not. It is Marty McSorley.
Damn it.
Marchand might be making a run for it, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like McSorley was like an old school goon and the licking dude, Marchand. Yeah, I blanked on his name. He's like a skill guy who's also just kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Marty McSorley actually wrote a really great book about the history of fighting. It's called The Code, and it's all about fighting in the NHL and how it works and what it's like and what it was like to be the most hated guy in the league. It's really interesting if you're into that sort of thing. Which apparently neither of you are because you missed the question. Number three.
I thought he was from Back to the Future.
Great Scott.
Writing that one down.
What longtime Manchester United player and current assistant coach for Nottingham Forest holds the Premier League record for most red cards? He has 13.
All right, I'm going to do back-to-back challenges because I have no clue on this one.
Okay.
And I have no clue either. I mean, the only name that's coming to my head, I believe he's still playing, so I really don't even want to say that one. Rooney.
Rooney is incorrect. Josh retains his 10 points. The answer is Roy Keane.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Good old Roy.
Four. In addition to kicking a Cardinals fullback in the head, multiple helmet-to-helmet hits, and other roid rage-induced moments, what insane linebacker punched Raiders teammate Marcus Williams in the face during a scrimmage in 2003, which resulted in Williams' retirement from the league?
Let's go with Sean Merriman.
Sean Merriman is incorrect. Matt, you got a guess?
Is that Romanowski?
It was Bill Romanowski.
Oh, duh.
4 or 5 points.
That was easy. I should have got that.
Williams'
good job.
Eye socket was crushed from the punch.
Ow.
Yeah.
I bet that stings.
It's not cool, yeah. Number five. Sean Eckhart, Jeff Gillooly, and Shane Stant are names forever associated with that of what sports figure?
Let's go Conor McGregor.
He's been in the news lately. No, Conor McGregor is incorrect. Matt, do you know?
I'm hoping I'm picking the right one. Tanya Harding?
Tanya Harding is correct.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep. Nice work. All right. Going into the second intermission, it is still a close game. Josh has 85 due to cunning use of challenges. Matt has 75, and this is your second intermission question. Jack Nicklaus has the most Masters wins with 6. Name each of the 7 other golfers that have won at least 3. And while these gentlemen are trying to think about golfers, here's something to listen to.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
We are back. We're going to talk about some golf. Matt, why don't you name me those 7 names you wrote down?
All right. I wrote down Tiger Woods, Greg Norman, Arnold Palmer, Sam Snead, Tom Watson, and my last one, I'm going to go Vijay Singh.
You want to name one more?
No, but Ernie Els.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Josh, what were your 7 names?
All right. My 7 names were Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Sam Snead, Phil Mickelson, Tom Watson, and Nick Faldo.
Okay. Not bad. Not great. Not bad. Your 7
story
men that
life.
Have won. I mean, mediocrity is okay. 7 men that have won at least 3 Masters titles. Tied with 3, you have Phil Mickelson, Nick Faldo, Gary Player, Sam Snead, and Jimmy Demarest, and tied for first with 4, Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer. So Matt picked up 15 points. Josh picked up 22 points. Nice job. Going into the third period, Josh has 107. Matt has 90. It is still anyone's game.
We are back to you, Matt, for the third period. The categories are Stevie Wonder's Greatest Hits, Volume 2. If you know Ryan, you know this had to be a category eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Or Airflow Happenings.
All right. I want to stay away from any category with Ryan's name actually in it. So I'm going to bite the bullet and take the Stevie Wonder category, Stevie Wonder's Greatest Hits.
Stevie Wonder's Greatest Hits, Volume 2. These are 5 questions about sports superstitions.
Okay.
Number 1, the 1980 New York Islanders may have been the people to begin the tradition of the playoff beard, as the team had 2 Swedish players that may have been imitating what famous tennis player's tradition of not shaving during Wimbledon.
Right, so a Swedish tennis player that didn't shave, or a Swedish tennis player, period.
It was a hell of a bait and switch. I love it.
Yeah.
Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg is the correct answer for 10 points.
Pulling that one out of thin air.
Number 2, Tiger Woods is notable for always wearing what on Sundays?
Red shirt.
That is correct. Very quickly for another 10 points.
When you know it, get it out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
When I took the bar exam, I'd always wear, because you have to, in Virginia, because we're assholes, you have to wear professional attires, like a suit, to take the bar exam. And I would always wear a black suit with a red shirt on the second day of the bar. Because I took it 4 times, so it worked for Tiger better than it worked for me. But I got there eventually.
Number 3, after being drafted by the Bulls, what did Michael Jordan always wear underneath his shorts?
If I'm remembering correctly, I believe it was his University of North Carolina uniform shorts.
You are 3 for 3. No jinx intended.
Thank you.
I was really hoping for a challenge there.
Oh, no. Not this time. Okay, I still do have one. That's right. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, it balances out because, Josh, you got that poker face going on there. So,
yeah.
Yes.
For those of us who can't see, yeah, Matt is represented by a video of him. Josh is represented by a green cartoon
avatar.
Avatar, that's the word.
Yes.
Yep.
It ruins our whole around the horn thing that we usually have going on. Number 4, in 1969, the Cubs were 9 games ahead in the NL East until a game played against the Mets where what superstitious event happened, whereafter third baseman Ron Santo only hit .246 the rest of the season, and the Cubs blew their lead, missing the playoffs yet again.
Was that the one where the black cat ran on the field?
That is the one where the black cat ran across the field for another 10 points. And number 5, what UNLV legend helped coach the team to a national championship and also spent time on the bench sucking on a wet towel so he wouldn't have to keep running the water fountain during the game, which later turned into a good luck charm for the man?
Well, unfortunately, my challenge is going to go to waste because that was Jerry Tarkanian.
Jerry Tarkanian is correct. You ran the table on Stevie Wonder's Greatest Hits Volume 2. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know your superstitions.
If you only knew me in real life.
Is this real life or is this fantasy? Josh, we are to you. You have to choose between If You Know Ryan, You Know This Had to Be a Category Eventually, or Airflow Happenings.
I don't like either of these options, so.
Or we can just take the 0 for 5 and, you know, we can move on to the overtime.
There we go. It might turn into that anyway, so we'll see. Let's go with Airflow Happenings.
Airflow Happenings. These are 5 questions over relatively current events, right, as in air currents. Number 1, it was announced a few weeks ago that former Steelers wideout Antonio Brown had been traded to what team?
Brown went to the Oakland Raiders.
He did indeed.
Number 2. I almost said Browns, mixing them up with OBJ.
That was my first guess. Wait a minute. No, that's not right.
Yeah.
Seems like where everybody went. Number two, the race for the English Premier League title in these last few weeks is firmly between what two teams at the top of the table?
I just looked at this morning. Is it Liverpool and Manchester City?
It is, and hopefully Manchester City will lose a game and my Liverpool team will prevail. Correct for 10 points. Number three, what NBA team became the first this year to win their 50th game?
Milwaukee Bucks?
That is correct for 10 points. Nice. Number four, what tennis tournament began on March the 4th this year and ended on the 17th with Austrian player Dominic Thiem winning his first ATP 1000 Masters Series title?
I wish I had a challenge still.
And I'm so glad you don't.
I want to say it's a U.S. tournament, but I'm not positive. Let's go with the Miami Open.
Miami Open is incorrect. Mark or Matt?
You just want to call everybody Mark today.
I do.
Let's go with, I don't know, the Australian Open. I know it's in January, but
Australian Open is also incorrect. The correct answer is the Indian Wells Masters.
That was my second choice.
That was like my other choice.
Number five, Tomoki Huatasha of the U.S. and Alexandra Trusova of Russia were victorious at the World Junior Championships last month in what sport?
I'm not sure. Let's just say golf.
Golf is incorrect, Matt.
I will say gymnastics.
Gymnastics is also incorrect. The correct answer is figure skating.
That was really my second guess.
Yeah.
So after the third period, it is 140 for Matt, 137 for Josh. To say that the shootout will decide it is an obvious understatement. And we are going to go to the shootout after we hear how it works. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
And from my bar trivia playing here, I suck at closest to the pin challenge. I mean, because usually that's the tiebreaker to determine first, second, third place.
Yep.
And I suck ass at closest to the pin.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't think in the 1 year history of the Sports Trivia Face-Off, we'd ever had a player saying, man, I've been looking forward to the shootout.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not the first time here.
I love the shootout.
Love the shootout.
I was telling Marcus before this that I was worried about the intermission and the shootout because
me too. It's
such a crapshoot sometimes.
Yeah, sure is.
If you don't know the category, you're just going to look stupid for four answers.
The good news is it's only three answers for you to look stupid during.
Yes,
that's true. Seconds.
So here they are. Number one, the total score posted in Tiger Woods' worst round of golf as a professional, which occurred at the 2015 Memorial Open. Number two, the number of games the Seattle Mariners won last season. Number three, the number of receiving touchdowns Rob Gronkowski has had so far in his career at both regular and postseason, which, as of this recording, is, I believe, his entire career. And while these gentlemen are doing some math, here are some ads.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Face-Off, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Face-Off group on Facebook.
Question number one, the total score posted in Tiger Woods' worst round of golf as a professional. This occurred at the 2015 Memorial Open. Josh, what was your answer?
I figured he was probably right around 10 over. Everyone has a bad round every once in a while, so I went with 82.
Okay, and Matt, what was your guess?
My answer was also 82 because I want to say that I heard that one time. I could be totally wrong, but that's how I came up with that number.
All right, well, you were both quite close. The answer is 85.
Okay.
So you were both within 10%, and neither of you was closest. Well, you were both closest, depending on number two, the number of games the Seattle Mariners won last season. We're going to start with Matt.
For this one, I went with 90.
And Josh?
Well, since I live in Seattle, I should know that we got passed by Oakland late in the year, and we finished with 89 wins.
That is correct. The Mariners won 89 games last year. So Josh gets it on the nose. Matt was off by one.
Good job.
I'll point out that these questions were asked and assigned to this episode a long time ago.
Hey, he got an Islanders question that turned into a tennis question. So.
Right. Well, and a couple of Yankees questions too, so I can't complain there.
At number three, the number of receiving touchdowns for Rob Gronkowski so far in his career, which is to say his entire career, unless he unretires. Matt, what did you say?
I think I went too high on this one, but I said 111.
And Josh?
So I had remembered that he was very excited when he got to 69 touchdowns. And
of course he was.
There was thought that he might just retire then, and I couldn't remember how many he had after that, so I went low because he hasn't done much recently. So I said 73.
Okay. I had forgotten about that.
So did I.
That guy.
No, thank you. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'll take a hard pass on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Ick. Yeah, the answer was 91.
Oh, okay. No.
So Josh went low. Matt went high. Josh was off by 18. Matt was off by 20.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. So,
because you remember that Rob Gronkowski is kind of a child, Josh, that's a better word. Josh picked up the shootout win. And the 20 points for it. So final score, Matt 140, Josh 157. This was a close game, guys. Wow. Nice job.
Good job, Josh. Congrats.
Yeah, that was a fun game. Thank you.
And a well-played game, too. There weren't a whole lot of rebounds to be had.
No. Nope. Either y'all both knew it or nobody did.
Yeah, the rebounds were on tough questions.
Yeah. That went wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you very much for playing. I hope you both had a good time. Matt, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, again, I'd like to congratulate Josh on his close, but a win's a win, whether it's by one or 100. Want to thank the both of you for allowing me to partake in this. And I think I achieved one of my two goals today, is to be not the lowest ever scoring player in the face-off. So
it's a good goal.
Oh, yeah. Nowhere close to
that.
Thank you. And Josh, anything you'd like to say?
I just want to thank Matt for a great game. I was really nail-biting at the end. I didn't know if I was going to pull it off. But thank you, and thank you guys for putting on the show. It's great. It was hard to find a good sports trivia podcast. There's lots of trivia podcasts out there, but sports trivia is hard to find, and you guys do a great job with this show. So I just want to thank you for putting it on every week.
Thank you very much. That's very kind words of you. For Josh and for Matt and for Aaron, I am Brent. We will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers. And the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer. Today wanting to discuss whether the Blues can beat the Jets or not, and I'm like, I don't know, and furthermore, I'm kind of doing something right now.
It is the playoffs, so doesn't that usually mean no, they can't?
Wow. Shots fired.
Wow.
Not wrong, just an ass.
'Kay. Aaron, I'm sorry. You said rushing touchdowns for Gronkowski?
Receiving touchdowns.
Oh, receiving. Okay, I was like, rushing. I don't know why I heard rushing. Okay.
Go ahead and guess rushing.
Yeah. It's a really low number.